10 or so minutes before the top of the hour here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. A big thank you to our good friend Jeremy Rutherford from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for having just joined us. In case you missed any of that interview, it will be available for download both on iTunes, on TSN1290.ca, and of course the home of Illegal Curve, IllegalCurve.com. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined in studio by my usual colleague Ezra Ginsberg, and filling in for the vacationing Richard Pollock, Dave Manuk of IllegalCurve.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Certified General Accountants Association of Manitoba. The CGA Association of Manitoba is the largest, fastest growing, and most diverse accounting body in the province. Did you know that CGAs are among the top 5% of income earners in Canada, with an average yearly salary of $72,000 for new graduates? For more information, contact the CGA Association of Manitoba at cga-manitoba.org. The Certified General Accountants Association of Manitoba. We see more than numbers.
You know, I thought the Jeremy Rutherford interview was always a good one, but I thought what was particularly interesting was that he said Yaroslav Halak's body fat is down to 9.6%. Ez, what do you think your body fat is down to?
Saw that joke coming from a mile away.
I would say it's probably... I would say in the vicinity of 96%.
I would say the better question is, what is Ezzy's body muscle up to? You know, flip it on its head there.
Yeah. You know. I wish I could say that I gained 18 pounds and that I was up to 196. Unfortunately, I gained 5 pounds and I'm up to 230.
Unfortunately, so. That was when you were 15 years old or something. Yeah. It's okay. We love you anyways, Ezzy. Aren't you playing hockey tonight?
I am, yeah.
He's back in the bigs.
Yeah, at the Iceplex, friend David Safer is having his wedding social, so there's going to be some hockey beforehand. It's going to be good times.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Yep. Shout out to David and his fiance Alex.
Yes, of course. Yeah, very nice of you. Good shout out. Yep. Yesterday on TSN, we interviewed James Duthie yesterday on H&L.
Yep.
Yesterday, he had an exclusive interview with Roberto Luongo. Luongo's first interview since the Corey Schneider trade took effect, and Luongo regained his position as the number one goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks for the foreseeable future. You know, your impressions on the interview from what you saw, did you see a guy there who was fully committed to returning to the Vancouver Canucks, or a guy who still had a fair bit of apprehension over the entire situation?
I thought the interview itself was fascinating. But, you know, to your point, Drew, the end of the interview, he said this: right now I'm in Vancouver and I'm 100% committed to that team. And I like Roberto Luongo, but I have to tell you, I was not convinced that he was 100% committed to that team. So, you know, it was interesting, but you can still see. And the thing I appreciate is his honesty and his candor, because he's not hiding it. He's not pretending like, yes, he's not rah-rah Vancouver Canucks. He clearly thought, and I mean, he said it in he used the divorce analogy. I had moved on. Only problem is she didn't. She wanted me back. So, I mean, he's clearly still, there's still a hurt there, and he's being honest about it, and he's still processing it. But he knows that he's a big boy who's making big boy money. And at the end of the day, he's the number one goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks. He's just not 100% committed. He said it, but I don't buy it yet.
Ezzy, what do you think happens in this situation? You know, Luongo comes in. Let's say he comes out and he's average to start the year, or the team is average to start the year. Because this isn't the Vancouver Canucks that were the juggernaut of a couple of years ago. This isn't the Stanley Cup contender Vancouver Canucks. To me, I think their window, if it hasn't closed completely, it's certainly shut to some degree. So this isn't as good of a team as was 2 years ago. What happens if he comes out, the team struggles, and he ends up as the focal point for the derision of the crowd? You know, is the Roberto Luongo a long-term goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks?
Vancouver Canucks, Drew, are still a very good hockey team. And you know, I agree with you that they might not be a Stanley Cup contender, but they're still a good hockey team. And Roberto Luongo has never been an average goaltender. He's never been mediocre. And the reason why he wasn't getting a lot of starts was because Corey Schneider was pushing him. Now, this is my take on this. And, you know, James Duthie did a great job interviewing Roberto Luongo. Roberto Luongo now knows that he's the number one goaltender, and he doesn't have someone who is pushing him for that number one spot right now. So he has that confidence. He knows that he's not going to get traded this year. He's not going to be the subject of trade talks. Now, Roberto Luongo in the interview admitted that he was surprised that the Canucks traded Corey Schneider to the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, he said
he admitted that. Why wouldn't he be surprised? He thought he was moving. He thought he was going to another team. He mentioned he was blacking out, Drew. But to have the confidence to know that you're not going to be traded and all of this is behind you, I think has to give you peace of mind. And I do think he's 100% committed to the Vancouver Canucks. He knows where he's going to be, and he doesn't have to look behind his back anymore.
You know, it's interesting, as we were in New Jersey during the draft, and I know how we felt when we were sitting there on the draft floor and we hear, you know, Gary Bettman go up to the podium and say, I have a trade to announce. The crowd starts getting on him. He goes, no, you're going to want to hear this. And he announces Cordy Schneider has been traded to the, you know, the New Jersey Devils. We looked at each other. We were all shocked.
Well, everybody said, wow. I mean, yeah. I was at the Shark Club for the Winnipeg Jets draft party.
Yeah.
And I mean, arguably the announcement of that trade got as big of a reaction as the Winnipeg Jets draft selections did. Everyone goes, I mean, it was just like an explosion of news entered the room, and everyone goes, whoa, like,
yeah, exactly.
How did that happen?
And Luongo said in the interview that he was sitting down with the owner of the Canucks, and he was chatting about, he said he was watching the draft, and he said, okay, let's turn the TV off. And, you know, right at the time he said, we traded Corey, his phone started to blow up, of course, because people are saying, wow, this is unbelievable, blah, blah, blah. But it's really interesting to see kind of the play-by-play of how it happened for Luongo, knowing where we were and the buzz that was in New Jersey at that time. So it's quite interesting to see how the whole thing transpired.
I think the emotions in this entire situation are still raw. I think they're right at the surface. And I mean, there's the old saying that time heals all wounds. I don't think enough time has passed here to successfully heal these wounds yet. I think these are still raw emotions on display, and I think that's going to be the case, you know, throughout the course of the season. I mean,
I don't agree with that.
Really?
I don't agree with that. I mean, at this point, you know, it's been what, a month and a half since the Corey Schneider trade to the New Jersey Devils, and Roberto Luongo is in Florida. He's, you know, back in BC. He's training for the season. I mean, sure, he might have some animosity towards Mike Gillis. He might have some animosity towards Aquilini, the owner of the Vancouver Canucks. But at this point, I mean, he's not going anywhere. I mean, I think that the way Roberto Luongo has handled this is admirable, and we talked about that yesterday, Drew, with James Duthie. But I think, you know, heading into this season, for the first couple weeks after the season, it was probably a bit of a shock, not only to himself, but, you know, the franchise and the city and everything with, you know, a new coach coming in. But I don't think that, you know, Luongo is, I mean, this is a big year for him too. I mean, you know, this is the first time in a while where he's got the number one goaltender position and he's got the Olympics coming up. Mm-hmm. I really believe that this is in the past. And I think, you know, we'd all agree that's a good thing, because we've been talking about this for what, 2 years now. So, you know, I think finally it's nice to know for him that he doesn't have to fight for that number one spot anymore.
I can't see how Roberto Luongo's relationship with general manager of the Canucks, Mike Gillis, is ever going to be repaired. The way that Gillis jerked him around for the entire year.
Right, but he doesn't have to worry about that. All he has to do is show up and do his job. He doesn't have to even talk to Mike Gillis if he doesn't want to.
And I suspect he's probably not Tortorella. And I suspect he's not that eager to do so. New head coach John Tortorella. I mean, you know, if Tortorella sort of brings in that same system from New York that he had there, I mean, the goaltender is a key component, is probably the most key component of the system that he had employed in New York. I don't know if he's going to adopt that same system. That's yet to be seen, of course. But I do think that I think it's very helpful for Luongo that it's a new head coach in there. If he had come back and it was still Gillis and it was still Vigneault, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Alain Vigneault by any stretch, but I'm saying if he had come back and it's almost like the same guards are patrolling the jail, it would have been a bigger problem than the fact that it's now Tortorella and he's got a fresh start ahead of him as well. So that's, I think, a little bit easier for Roberto Luongo.
And I think the fans will embrace him. I mean, as you said, Drew, they have no choice. I mean, who else is going to be there's nobody else to be the number one goaltender in Vancouver right now.
Yeah.
So the truth is the fans know that they have to back him up. There's no opportunity for booing him. I mean, obviously, if he plays poorly, you can. He's not going to be untouchable. But the point is that you have to handle him a little bit with kid gloves at this point.
If Canucks fans, Dave, one second here. If Canucks fans are going to boo Roberto Luongo, then they're not real fans because Roberto Luongo got them to the Stanley Cup Finals within a game of winning the Stanley Cup. He's been a fantastic goalie. He was a gold medal winning goalie for Team Canada in 2010. He's still an elite goaltender. He has been pretty tough. He's shown tough skin throughout this entire situation. The fact that the Roberto Luongo again, and everybody's heard this by now, the fact that he came out and said, my contract sucked, I loved that. Showed that he was human, and he was saying, you know what? You know, Mike, I get paid a lot of money. The fact that he told James Duffy that he was willing to void his contract shows you that he wanted to put that behind him.
He was going
to
walk away from $35 million.
40.
He at this point, I truly believe that Roberto Luongo wants to focus on the rest of his career. He's 33 years old, I believe, 33, 34 years old. So he's probably got,
34.
5-6 years left of, I would say, top-notch hockey. Maybe he can...
Too bad his contract's 12 years.
Right. Well, no, he's not finishing that contract. You look at Marty Brodeur at 41, 42 years old. Not many guys can do that. Roberto Luongo is one of those guys. So maybe let's give him another 7-8 years, and he's playing into 41 or 42. I think that's what he wants to do. He wants to focus on that and put all of this stuff behind him. And I think that, the fact that he has been tweeting about it and joking about it shows that that's how he's coping with it. And, fortunately, again, he doesn't have to deal with that anymore because it's been repaired.
We'll see. Only time will tell what happens in Vancouver this year, but it'll certainly be, I think a lot of eyes in the hockey world will be on that situation as the season unfolds. Let's go to break. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go on TSN 1290.